Chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord Always. God uses everything to accomplish His will. Place a finger on each of your temples. Now, offer this prayer. Thank you, Lord, for my amygdala. Thank you, Lord, for the two almond-shaped neural clusters that reside inside my brain. I wouldn't be alive without them. The truth is, you wouldn't. Thanks to your amygdala, you ran for cover when the grizzly growled. You stepped back on the curb when the car honked. And you ducked your head when the baseball screamed in your direction. Your amygdala operate like an alarm system. If an intruder breaks a window or pries open a lock to your house, your home security system warns you. Bells, alarms, horns, lights. Get up, get out, and get safe. The system alerts you before you have time to think about it. Amygdala do the same. We don't consciously think, a car is coming, I'm in its way. The car is big, I am small. The car is fast, I am slow. I better move. Amygdala prompt a reaction before we know one is needed. And when the amygdala command, the rest of the body reacts. Our pupils dilate, improving our vision. We breathe faster, pumping more oxygen into the lungs. Our pulse rate increases, infusing more blood into the system. Adrenaline turns us into Hercules. We are faster, stronger, better able to escape danger or fight through it. Surface-level blood vessels constrict, reducing trauma-related blood loss in the moments after injury. Even the bowel system reacts, sometimes embarrassingly, by jettisoning the unnecessary weight of what we had for lunch. We are ready for fight or flight, suddenly faster, stronger, and more alert. We like our amygdala. We don't like the super-sensitive ones, however. We don't want a home system that goes off at the gust of a breeze or the bark of a dog. We don't want that in our homes, nor do we want that in our heads. Perpetual anxiety is amygdala with an itchy trigger finger.